What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
More than 27,000 American tourists were in Dublin to watch the opening fixture of the US college football season on Saturday. But I wanted today to look at whether or not this event is possible to become even better and brighter in the future. And to discuss all of this, I am joined now in studio by Niall Nocton, who's co-chairman of the Aer Lingus College Football Classic Series. Niall, you're very welcome.
Thank you for welcoming me into your studio.
Now, Niall, I just want to go right back to how all this started, really, because, you know, how does the opening game of an American football series end up in Dublin?
Well, there were a couple of very entrepreneurial people back in the 80s. And actually, for the millennium in 88, they hosted the first game, which was Boston College and an Army, I believe. It was a game the following year. And then they took a break until 1996. And then it sort of petered out for a while. Then a gentleman called Don Keough, who was the president and COO of Coca-Cola Company, was really concerned that his compatriots didn't travel abroad. And he wanted them to do that and to broaden their minds, meet new friends, experience new cultures. And he knew the most efficient way to do that was to get them to follow their college football team.
Excellent idea.
Don was a very good friend of my dad's. And my dad said, well, Don was a great friend of Ireland. But my dad said, Don, if you're going to do that, I want them to come to Ireland. So the two guys got together and they underwrote the game in 2012, which was Notre Dame playing Navy.
And Notre Dame, of course, you know, a huge draw for Ireland, really, just right there. And we saw last year how many people actually travelled just because of that.
Yeah, well, in 2012, my brother was chairman of the game. And 35,000 travelled from the US, which was a world record for the most amount of Americans to travel internationally for a single event during peacetime. Last year, I was chair, 41,000 travelled. So I took my brother's record.
Well done.
Bit of sibling rivalry there.
Very good. We've been talking about that all through the show because of Oasis, but I'm sure you're not at that level. Look, it's been a tremendous success. Tell us about this weekend. What were the numbers like?
Well, the numbers were great. As you said, 27,000 travelled officially. And a few more sneak in through London and through Paris and Frankfurt and other ways. But, you know, it's been estimated that the economic impact to Ireland, and it's not just a Dublin-centric event.
Yeah, because lots of them take off, don't they?
All four corners of the country. And it's estimated by Grant Thornton that the economic spend was $115 million.
Wow.
Of American spending in Ireland, which is new money.
That's great and always to be welcomed. I've heard as well from some people in the tourism industry said that there's not the same level of American people coming into Ireland this year. And maybe this is anecdotal, I don't know. But that there's a theory there that they don't travel as well in an election year. Have you heard anything about that?
I've heard that too. But again, it's only anecdotal information.
Yeah.
But again, a case like we did lose some people this weekend because of the Democratic Convention.
Yeah.
It's
not like they don't have anything going on in America at the moment to keep them busy. But look, Niall, so you've got it to this level. And where would you like to see this go? Like, there's other things that happen on the margins that I didn't realise, on the margins of the game, like, you know, going to visit colleges and stuff. Where would you like to see this go?
Well, you know, we do use the hashtag much more than a game.
Mm.
And it really is that, like, there have been academic conferences. There was a major medical symposium on with the Royal College of Surgeons. There were cultural events, there were social events, and there were plenty of business networking opportunities.
Mm.
So we want to push this every time where we engage with the cities early on. So in September, next year's game is Kansas State against Iowa State, and a delegation will be going over to Kansas in late September and then to Iowa in early October.
So it's become like a mini trade mission, if you like.
It is. It is. And we try to encourage it every year. We try to get over there early. Mm. And initially, we used to view the game as a great opportunity for people to meet. Mm-hmm. We've actually changed that, working very closely with Enterprise Ireland, so that people are actually celebrating the deals. They're going over early. And it's great to have the last weekend in August as the deadline for doing business together and signing the contracts in Dublin.
Yeah, and you know, that's an important part of it now, isn't it? That what goes on outside the game. And this year, the game, I think, was sold out in Ireland with a lot of domestic supporters.
Yes.
And that's a new departure.
It is. You know, people are coming for many reasons. A lot of younger people now are knowing about American football from video games. Mm-hmm. There's much better coverage on the television. But also people, it's a great family day out. There's the pageantry, there's the excitement that these games bring. Bring to Ireland and bring to Dublin.
Mm. And you see, you know, you mentioned there that the tourists who come and maybe some of the business people who come, they move outside of Dublin. Like, would you like to bring any of this to the regions in any kind of an official sense for maybe a game outside of the capital?
Well, you know, again, a case where we have to look at this a stadium of the capacity. Mm-hmm. However, there's a lot of other events that we can look at doing. We also had a high school tournament that was played in Donnybrook. In previous years, that's been played in Kildare and in Meath. So opportunities for bring elements of the celebrations beyond the capital.
Mm. So the potential that really for this is what, in your view? If we're looking at hosting a game that is sold out before anyone ever gets here, any boots are on the ground, well, where do you go with that?
it's a matter of trying to get as much quality over and getting quality teams, which we have succeeded in doing so far. We had originally decided we're going to do this every other year, but we thought that was a bit of a waste. Mm. Our commercial partners and the government departments asked us, would it be possible for us to bring this to an annual event? So we agreed that we would do a 5-game series. And at the moment, we've just completed, next year will be the 4th. And then 2027 will be the 5th and final of this series. However, we're getting wonderful support from our partners, from the government departments, to actually transform this into a 10-year deal. So hopefully we'll be able to pick up 2026 and extend it until 2036.
Wow, that'll be amazing, because what do they love is stability and you know, knowing what the plans are. That's great for business.
These college sports are enormous, and many of them are contracted out 7, 8, 9 years in advance. So it's very difficult to come in and try to persuade one of those teams to move to Dublin.
Yeah, and it's hard for us to kind of even get our heads around how one of these games, college games, might be attended, you know, mm-hmm. in terms of the numbers in the US, isn't it?
It is. Like, we've got very close connections with Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. And South Bend, Indiana is a long way away from anywhere. The stadium has 80,000 capacity with students and locals. There's about 50,000 tickets for the travelling a cohort, but 250,000 go to South Bend for every home game, just to tailgate and soak up the atmosphere. Mm. Last year, I know a lot of people travelled to Dublin without a ticket and no chance of getting a ticket for the game.
Just came for the...
They had to be here.
Yeah, they had to be here. The fear of missing out, as the young people say, Niall. I bumped into someone on Grafton Street who was over, clearly over the game. You could see it, all the paraphernalia on him. And I said, where else are you going? And he said, I'm going to the Cliffs of Moher. I'm going to Dingle. And I'm going to someplace else in Cork. And I said, oh, you're staying for the week? And he said, no, I'm only here for 2 days.
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
Yeah. So I mean, their concept of... you know, far away, and ours is very different. Like, they can do the whole of west of Ireland in 2 days. Yeah, and that's nothing to them, really.
Yeah, but the great thing about the date we have, Labor Day is next weekend in the US, and that kicks off the official college season, but it also is the end of the summer holidays. Mm. So this is a great opportunity for families to squeeze in a last trip. So the majority of the people the majority of the packages sold were for 3-city packages. And next most popular was 2 cities. So they were coming for even longer.
Mm.
And again, going around the country and spreading their love.
Well, that's... And their money.
And their money. Well, that's right.
Sorry, I didn't want to mention the grubby money. Just finally, I mean, look, what, like, the scale of this is enormous. But I mean, I suppose a lot of the reason why you don't have to do a lot of promotion here before they come is because the games are sold out. Do you ever see, you know, a situation where we would have to actually promote it to Irish people and get more people going to the game, a bigger venue perhaps, or two games, or how would that work?
Well, yes, again, because, you know, success has a lot of encouragement, and people are asking me, would it be possible to do two games a year going forward? But there will always be opportunities. Like, as a country, we can only get so many people onto the island, and we can only accommodate so many. So there's always going to be a demand for the local audience.
Yeah, and look, I think we can't leave this without saying what a success it is. So I'm not trying to say, look, we need to do more, but it's just, it just seems to be a huge amount of potential there. You know, I mean, there's obviously a tremendous amount of goodwill. The final thing I wanted to ask you before I let you go on this is, like, putting this together, is it a massive team on your side? Like, what does a team like that look
like? Well, it's not a massive team, but they work very, very hard. So Porrick O'Kane from corporate.ie has a strong but very, very committed team working here. And then in the US, John Anthony, who's the other partner, also has a number of individuals who are working on it. So the benefit of going to an annual event, it allows us to have a full-time team. Whereas before, it was every other year, it was very difficult to ramp up and right back down again. So it's great having people who are now very, very familiar with everything that has to be done with pulling all of this together.
Well, Niall, it was a huge success. And thank you very much for coming in and taking us through all of that. We wish you all of the best of luck with your future endeavours in relation to this. That was Niall Nocton, who's co-chairman of the Aer Lingus College Football Classic Series. Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.